The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Kisovei. The concept of Simcha, that one should rejoice, and one should be happy, especially in relation to Avedis Hashem, in relation to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in relation to mitzvahs, and in relation to Torah, is something which is mentioned many times in the Torah. In our Parsha, Simcha is mentioned at least three places. One is in the beginning of the Parsha, Posuk Yud Aleph. V'somachtu v'chol ha'teva she'nosan l'cho Hashem elakecho l'veisecho. When you bring the bikurim, your first crops, and you bring them to the Kain and the Beis HaMikdash, you shall rejoice with all of the goodness which Hashem has given to you in your household. Hatova Alevi va'ager asher b'kibecho. You and the Levi, the ger, the convert, which is amongst you. The second place where it's mentioned is just a little later, Chof Zayin Posuk Zayin. V'zovachto shlomim v'ochalto sham. The Torah here is telling us that when we cross the Yarden, the Jordan, and we come into Eretz Yisrael, we shall build a Mizbeach, an altar. V'zovachto shlomim, and there we shall sacrifice Korban shlomim, v'ochalto sham. And you shall eat it there, v'somachto lifnei Hashem elakecho. And you shall rejoice before Hashem Elokecha, before the Lord your God. The third time where it's mentioned is in this week's Parsha. We have the Brochas, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us Brocha, and we have the Teichachas, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu also vows that if we do not keep the Torah, then He will expel us from Eretz Yisrael, and we will be at the mercy of all of the goyim of all of the nations. So it states in Chof Ches Posuk Mem Zayin, Tachas Asher Lo Yavadeto Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha U'Betuv Levov. That the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expelling us from Eretz Yisrael and bringing all of these things upon us is because you did not serve the Lord your God B'Simcha, with rejoicing and with happiness, gladness of heart. May Rav call when you had so much. When we were in Eretz Yisrael, we were very wealthy. And we had beautiful homes. And we had beautiful land. And we had gold and silver. And we had beautiful crops. So because you did not serve Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha, with uvetuv levov, with happiness and rejoicing of heart, may rave kol, when you had so much, vavadeto es evecho, asher yishalchenu Hashem boch, then you shall be enslaved, you shall serve and enslaved, be enslaved to your enemies, which Hashem is sending you to them, and there will be berov, famine, uvetzomo, and drought, uveerem uvechesekol. So here we have, in our Sedra alone, three places where the Torah speaks that we shall serve Him, we shall do mitzvahs with simcha, with great rejoicing. We see from here, and from many other places in the Torah, that the simcha is a maila gedola, a very, very great attribute. And a very great level is simcha, and it's a tenai, it's a condition in avedis Hashem, in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's spend some time this evening to see if we can gain a little insight and clarity into this very great concept. And the Mishnah always also tells us of the important concept of Simcha in Perek Shishi, which speaks about Kinyan Torah, the acquisition of Torah. Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Remeya says, Kola Esik Betorah Lishma Zeich LeDvarim Harbe. Whoever studies Torah for the sake of Torah itself, for the sake of the mitzvah of studying Torah, and for the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Zeichim LeDvarim Harbe, Zeich LeDvarim Harbe, he acquires and he merits many, many things. And not only this, but the entire world is kedai hulei, is owes him a great debt. Nikra Reya, he is called a friend, Ohuf, a beloved, Oheves Amokum, Oheves Abriyes. He is someone that is referred to as loving the Almighty, loving the people. Misameach esamokim, misameach esabriyos. He is someone who brings rejoicing to the Almighty, and he brings rejoicing to all of the people. See, here the Mishnah tells us that if someone studies Torah Lishma, which is the greatest level that a person can come to, Torah is the greatest of all of the mitzvahs. States that Atere Shokul Keneged Kulam. It equals all of the mitzvahs. And the greatest level of Talmud Torah is to be Esik B'Teira Lishmos, to study it not for ulterior motives, but for the sake of studying Torah itself. And this brings a man to unparalleled levels. What is one of those levels which it brings him to? To Simcha, where he's Mesameach Esamokim, he brings rejoicing to the Almighty, and Mesameach Esabriyos, and he brings rejoicing to the people. Again, in this chapter, in Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah tells us that Bahateira Niknes B'mem Chesdvorim, in order for a person to come to the acquisition of Torah, he needs no less than 48 attributes. And then the Mishnah lists them all out. G'day L'Teira Yesi Min HaKuhuna Min HaMalchus. Torah is more difficult to come to than Kuhuna, priesthood, and kingship. Because kingship needs 30 attributes. Kuhuna needs 24 qualities. Torah, you must have 48 qualities. What are the 48 qualities? So the Mishnah lists them all out. Amongst the qualities which are written, states Besimcha. If a person wants to be successful in Torah, then he must have the quality of Simcha, of where he is rejoicing. He must have the quality of Simcha. If he doesn't have the quality of Simcha, then he will not be successful in Torah. Also it states, B'hasameach b'chelkei. He has to be rejoicing, he has to rejoice with his lot, with whatever was given to him, he has to rejoice with. So twice, two of these qualities are intertwined with gladness, the simcha and the hasameach b'chelkei. So we see that it's intertwined with the levels of Torah. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos tells us even more. And Perek Baba Marlikin and Daf Lamed Omed Beis, The Gemara asks Akasha. In Kehelis, which Shlomo HaMelech wrote, there seems to be a contradiction. Ksiv v'shavachti anias asimcha. It states that King Solomon said that I praise happiness. Uksiv, and it also states ulasimcha mazeisa. What good is happiness? So it seems to be a contradiction. Leikasha. Gemara says it's not a question. B'shavachti esa ani esa simcha shel mitzvah. When do I praise simcha? That's if it's a simcha which is bound to mitzvah. Ule simcha ma ze else zu simcha sheine shel mitzvah. And when do I say, what good is simcha? That's where it's referring to a simcha sheine shel mitzvah, to simcha which is not bound with mitzvah, see, which has nothing to do with mitzvah. Lelam decho. Now, this comes to teach you. She'ein shchina sheira leimiteich atzvus veleimiteich atzlus veleimiteich schaik. That a person, if he wants shchina, if he wants that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be close to him, there shall be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence near him, then he must realize that Shechina is not mitech atzvus when a person is sad. A Kodesh Baruch Hu will not be with him. The Almighty doesn't like sadness. So therefore he does not dwell mitech atzvus. Vele mitech atzvus. Where there's laziness or sluggishness, he will not be there. Velemi takes schaik. Schaik refers to frivolity, lightheadedness. Many people confuse simcha with schaik. We'll go into this a little better shortly. But if there's frivolity, lightheadedness, Kodesh Baruch Hu will not be there. Velemi takes kalis reish. Let me take sicho. If there is idle conversation, gossip, or even idle conversation, we're not talking about something which a person is not allowed to say. But even dvorim, even words which carry no direct prohibition, but it's just idle conversation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be there. But let me take dvorim betelim. Dvorim betelim, this is what is classified as litzonis. Kodesh Baruch Hu likes productivity because he's the source of all productivity. He's the source of all creation. He's the source of all energy. So he likes creation. He likes productivity. He likes energy. When people sit around and they talk about nothing, or when people just sit around and they do nothing, they're not productive. Or certainly if they sit around and there's frivolity, there's lightheadedness, there's chayk, there's laughter that carries no depth with it, or there's litzones, belittling or scoffing. These are all qualities which are contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then one thing you could be guaranteed if you're part of such a group, that others will be there, but not the Almighty. Elamiteich Dvar simcha shel mitzvah. If you want to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's company, then you have to have simcha shel mitzvah. There must be rejoicing, but rejoicing which is based on mitzvah and on Torah. Rejoicing of the heart, on depth. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said. V'shibachti shavachti ani asa simcha, I praise simcha. And at the same time he said, to what purpose is simcha? So the Gemara says it depends what type of simcha we're speaking about. If it's a simcha shel mitzvah, or if it's a simcha she'ein shel mitzvah. The Gemara brings, and this is what it states in Malachim Beis, Posuk Gimel, Ba'ato ki chuli menagin, v'hoyo ki nagin ha-menagin, v'ati olov yad Hashem. And now, by David HaMelech, when David HaMelech wanted to write his Tehillim, he wanted to write Divrei Torah, he wanted to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to praise him. And the Tehillim of David HaMelech is full of Sisrei Torah, the greatest secrets of wisdom in Torah. And he found that he was unable to, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not close to him, or he was not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he would bring the menagin. He would play music. And then as he would hear the music, and he would become besimcha, because he was depressed, he was sad. So as he would rejoice himself, then he could feel the hand of Hashem coming close to him. The Gemara continues a little further on this subject, but the same Gemara is brought in Masechta Psochim. And there it adds a little, so we'll quote it from there. The Gemara in Psochim and Kuf Yud Tes, Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, that when David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim, we see that they do not all start the same way. Sometimes it starts Maskil LeDavid, sometimes LeDavid Mizmor, sometimes Mizmor LeDavid. And every beginning of each chapter of Tehillim, of each kapitel, has a different meaning. So the Gemara says, LeDavid Mizmor, if it starts LeDavid Mizmor, Melamed Sheshor Solov Shechina Ve'Acha Kach Omar Shira. This means that there was Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was by David, and then he sang to him. Because it states LeDavid Mizmor. He was David. He was David with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mizmor LeDavid, if it begins with Mizmor LeDavid, which means a song, and David praised, Melamed Shomar Shira V'Achakach Shor Solov Shechina. So this means that David was not David yet. So first it was Mizmor. First he had to play his instrument. He had to sing, because he was not David in his perfection yet. And afterwards, then he came to the Madrega, to the level of Mizmor, where he could sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Mizmor first, he sang, and then LeDavid, then he became David, to teach us that first he sang, and then the Shekhinah came. And then the Gemara says, from here we see again, that when the Shekhinah come, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell with people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to be happy. So if people are happy, he comes around. If they're depressed, or if they're sad, or all of the other things we mentioned, then that's not for him. He does not come around. Therefore, the Gemara says, "In Ashkina Sheira Leimitech Atzlus." If the people who are sluggish, or if they're depressed, or if there's frivolity, or lightheadedness, or idle talk, or non-productivity, Leimitech Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But only if there is a rejoicing of Mitzvah. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Av. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, so is it with Torah. If a person wants to be successful in studying Torah, when he sits down to a Gemara, he must be happy. If he's not happy, then he will not be successful in Torah. If he's sad, or if he's lazy, if he's depressed, or if he sits down and talks to Vorim Betelim, words that have no significance, or if he's non-productive, or if he's frivolous, then he will not be zeichet to Torah. Then it's he's wasting his time. If he wants Torah, then he must sit down b'simcha. V'chein l'dvar halocha. And then the Gemara tells us, v'chein l'chalom teiv. Also for a good dream. If a person wants good dreams at night, then he must go to bed rejoicing. If he will not go to bed in a state of gladness, then he will have troubled dreams. And this the Gemara asks the question on what it says in regards to Torah. V'omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav Kol Talmid Chacham Hayeshiv Lifnei Rabbi. Gemara says, what does it mean that someone who is learning Torah, he should be in a state of rejoicing? It states that when a person sits before his Rebbe, he should be in a state of trepidation. This is what the Emor, the Yira, the fear of the Rebbe is supposed to be on the Talmud. States when a person sits before his Rebbe, he must realize that he's sitting, or as if he's standing, at Har Sinai. Why? Because at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And every Rebbe stands in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe gave Torah to Yisrael, every Rebbe gives this Torah to his Talmidim. And therefore, when someone sits by his Rebbe, he should be in a state of trepidation. Just like when we were Kabbal Torah, when we received Torah at Sinai, it states that we stood b'yireh with fear, u'be'ema, u'bereses, u'bezeya, with great trepidation. So what does it mean that a person should be in a state of gladness? So the Gemara says two answers. First of all, there's a difference, ho b'rabbi, ho b'talmido, between the Rebbe and the Talmud. If the Rebbe has to be in a state of rejoicing, or if he's sitting by the Rebbe, or if he's sitting by himself, that's one distinction. Secondly, the Gemara says, "Homekami de posach or lebosa de posach," before you begin to learn, or while you're learning. Ki hod rabbe mekami de posach lo rabbonanos omar milsa de bidichuso ubat chir rabbonan. Before you come to start the shir, then you must be in a great state of rejoicing. And the Gemara brings that when they would come to learn by Rabba, so he would say milsa de bedichusa, he would say a joke before he started the shir, in order that everyone should laugh. Now they were besimcha, then he started the shir. Once he started the shir, then they were be'ema be'yira. Then they sat in trepidation. So here we see that the whole hashroz hashchina, this is what we are mispalal for all the time. This is what we want. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with us. So the Gemara says, this is only through simcha shel mitzvah, if one rejoices in mitzvah. The Gemara in Erechin, and Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara brings Omer of Yehuda Mashmul Minayin Le'ikos Shira Minatera. We were commanded in Shira, song, in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the fundamental avodah services to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, was Shira, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the Avedis HaLevim. They would sing and they would play with their many, many instruments. And it would be a tremendous spectacle. And many, many instruments and many, many voices. This was an integral part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shira was during the time of the Korbanos, during the time of the sacrifices. So the Gemara says, Minayin li'ikos shira min haTorah. Where does the Torah say that there must be Shira? So So first the Gemara, one answer is v'shoresh b'shem Hashem Elokov, that you shall serve Hashem in the name of Hashem, and the Gemara says that refers to Shira. Rav Masna Omar, Rav Masna brings a posik from our Sedra. Tachas Asher le'avadeto as Hashem Elokecho b'simcho v'tuv levov. Why am I expelling you from Eretz Yisrael? Because you did not oved, you did not serve me with rejoicing. What kind of avoda, what kind of service is there with rejoicing? This is the singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from here we learn, as we'll see, that from this posuk we can learn that all avoda, all service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be done with simcha. But in particular, this refers to a specific avoda shel simcha, and that is the shira, the song in the Beis HaMikdash. There are many psukim in the Torah which emphasize how a Jew must be mesameach in mitzvahs and in Torah and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To quote a few, Pikudei Hashem Yishorim Mesamchelev states that the mitzvahs of Hashem are upright and they rejoice a man's heart. It's a posuk in Tehillim Yutes Tes. States Or Zoru El Tzadikim Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, that there will be a very great strong light for the righteous, and for those who have an upright heart, there will be simcha, great rejoicing. Yismach lev mevakshe Hashem. Those who seek Hashem will have rejoicing of the lev, of the heart. This is in Kufay Gimel. Sos anoichi alim rosecho. David HaMelech said, Sos anoichi alim rosecho, that great happiness and rejoicing came to me from your words. This is in Kuf Yutes, Kuf Samach Beis. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we see also the great attribute of Simcha. States, Yismach Hashem b'masov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoiced in his handiwork. When he created the world, he created the people, the righteous people, Yismach Hashem b'masov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoiced in his handiwork. So we see this is a quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. There's a Gemara that we quoted not long ago, in a shir a few weeks ago, where it states where one of the rabbis of the Gemara was in the marketplace and he met Eliyahu. And he asked Eliyahu, Eze ben Eilam Habo, who in this marketplace is someone that will have the world to come? And he looked around in Eliyahu and he said, no, there's no one here. Then two people came into the marketplace. And Eliyahu said, those two, they're two brothers. So the man was very interested. What were these two people? So he went to find out, who were these two people? What did they do? So the Gemara says they were batchonim. They were people who can make people laugh. They were like comedians. A comedian should have a place in the world to come. So he went to inquire from them, what do you do? So they said that when we see someone who's very sad, we go over to him and we tell him jokes. And he laughs and it makes him happy. When we see someone, two people fighting and angry at each other, we go and we tell them jokes. And then they stop fighting. They come into a better mood. And this is what we do. And these were the two in the marketplace that Eliyahu said, these are Bnei Eilam Habo. These are people that will have a portion in the world to come. The Rambam brings this posuk of Tachas Asher Lo Yavarto in several places. One place he brings it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. Omru Chachomim kol amavatl desateirim me'esher seifel levatl me'eni. If a person is zeicher, he merits wealth. He has material wealth. And he's very wealthy and he doesn't learn Torah. Now there's another Gemara that the Rambam is not bringing here, but there's a Gemara, it's an interesting, very interesting Gemara. But the Gemara says that some people don't learn because they're too poor to learn. They're out making a living all of the time. And other people don't study Torah because they're too wealthy. Because if they're so wealthy and they have so many businesses and so many companies, they're on the director board of directors of many public corporations, so how do they have time to learn? So in the world to come, it states that chilas dinay shel odom eina ela al Talmud Torah. First thing that the person is going to be asked, kovati itim l'teira, did you set aside time to study Torah? See, if the person says, I couldn't study Torah because I was so poor and I had a big family, I was busy working all of the time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, look, that's a very good answer, but they bring Hillel. Hillel mechayves aniyim. Hillel was a person that klum yesh oni mehillel. There was no one that was poorer than Hillel. He was so poor that in the winter time, when they needed wood in the Beis HaMedrash for the fire to heat the Beis HaMedrash, and everyone that would come into the Beis HaMedrash would have to give a coin to participate in the buying of the wood, Hillel couldn't get into the Beis HaMedrash because he didn't have a coin. And one day, when they were learning in the Beis HaMedrash, and all of a sudden the Beis HaMedrash became dark. It was a cold, snowy day. I believe it was with Shammai and Avtalion. And they said, why is it becoming dark in the middle of the day? And they looked up at the skylight and they saw a shadow of a person was laying over the skylight. So they went up there and there they found Hillel. This is where he used to go to hear the shir. And that day was so cold that he fell unconscious from exposure. So they brought him into the Beis HaMedrash and they put him next to the fire and they thawed him out. So klum yesh oni yesh mi Hillel, there was no one that was poorer than Hillel, and still Hillel became the great Hillel. Shmeinim talmidim hoya loy lehil anosi. Later on he became a wealthy prince. And he had 80 great disciples. Godel shebekulam Yenis en ben Uziel. The greatest was Yenis en ben Uziel. When he would sit and learn Torah, a bird would fly over, it would be nisraf, it would be consumed in the flames of his Torah. Kotn shibakul and the Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. The smallest disciple was Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Shana lehiniach dover mi mikro mi mishne mi gemara, he left nothing over. He studied everything that there could be studied, that there was to be studied. This was the smallest disciple of Hillel. If a man comes and they ask him, did you study Torah? And he says, no, I didn't study Torah because I had too much money in this world. Because I had so many businesses and so many companies and so many corporations, I didn't have time to study Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, that's a good answer, but they'll bring a blazer. Reb Lezer, klum yesh osher yesem im Reb Lezer. There was no one wealthier than Reb Lezer. Shehoyalei elef ayores. Reb Lezer owned 1,000 cities. And a comparable amount, I don't recall what the Gemara says, of boats on the ocean. You think you had public corporations? You should have seen Reb Lezer. You think you had business worries? You should have seen Reb Lezer. 1,000 cities he owned. And still he became the great Reb Lezer, the Tan of the Mishnah. And he found time to study. So Reb Lezer's Mechayev Eso Ashirim. He'll be the answer to the wealthy. So there's no answer in the next world why a person was not Kevei Yitim L'Torah, why a person didn't set aside time for Torah. But then, the Rambam here tells us that if a person has no money and he has a lot of financial problems and still he manages to squeeze out time to study Torah, what will happen? The eventuality will be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him wealth where he will study Torah amidst wealth. Kol HaMakayim Teirah Me'ayni Sefer L'Kayim Me'ayisha. And this we saw with Hillel. And we saw this with Rabbi Kiva. There was no one poorer than Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, when he took Rochel for a wife, and he had a father-in-law, a multi-billionaire, one of the three wealthiest men of Yerushalayim during the time when Yerushalayim was the gold city. And he was so wealthy that the Gemara says he could sustain the entire city for 3 years. And when he heard that his daughter was going to marry Rabbi Kiva, who at that time was an ignorant shepherd, he wanted a great Talmud Chacham, so he drove him out. And they lived on nothing. They slept on straw. And this was Kol HaMakayim Teirah Me'ayni, where he studied Torah from poverty. The ultimate was that he studied Torah amidst great wealth. Later on, when he became the greatest scholar in Israel, and then his father-in-law realized who he was, and he took him back and gave him all of his wealth, Rabbi Kiva was a very wealthy man. The Gemara brings that he made for his wife an Ir Shel Zahav. What's an Ir Shel Zahav? A golden city. A map of Yerushalayim, which was made out of pure gold, which was worn as a crown. And it became the envy of all of the women of Yerushalayim. And the Talmidim and other scholars came to the Bekiva and they said, would you please tell your wife to stop wearing that? Because all of our wives are coming and they say they also want it and we can't afford something like that. He said, no. She suffered for years for the learning of Torah. She will continue to wear it. So this was called a makayim Torah be'oni seifel lekayim be'esha. Whoever studies Torah in poverty will end up studying Torah amidst great wealth. Kol hamevatel Torah be'esha, whoever has great wealth and squanders his time, does not use it for Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that in the end he will not learn Torah because of poverty. Now this the Rambam learns from our pasuk. States inyan zeh mafurishi b'teira hareyu eime tachas asher le'avadeto as Hashem elekecho b'simcha v'tum levov merev kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's complaint on Klal Yisrael was not only that you did not keep mitzvahs, you did not keep Torah. You did not keep Torah or mitzvahs when I gave you so much. Merev kol, when you had so much and you did not rejoice in it for the sake of Torah and mitzvahs. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's complaint on Klal Yisrael. Tachas Hashele, not Tachas Hashele, Avaritos Hashem Elekecha, that you did not serve Hashem. That you did not serve Hashem b'simcha u b'tuv leivov merev kol. And then immediately after it states v'avarato aseivich vecho. This is in our sedra. It states v'avarato aseivecha ashe yishalcheno Hashem boch berov u b'tzoma u v'eirem u v'cheisekol. You shall serve your enemies, which I shall send you to them. You shall serve them amidst famine, drought. V'nosan ol barzel atzavrecho, with an iron yoke on your necks. So we see that the Torah says that since you had all of this wealth and you had what to rejoice over, and you did not rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the ultimate will be is you will not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of poverty, because of troubles. And then the contrary brings, I give you difficulties, I give you suffering. Why? In order to give you goodness in the end. If you will have difficulties and sufferings, and you still serve me, you do mitzvahs, and you study Torah, and you rejoice, then you should know that in the end you will have great reward. Lehitivcha b'achrisecha. Posuk also at the end of Hilchas Lulav. At the end of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam is telling us about the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. That was the great simcha which took place in the Beis HaMikdash during the time of Sukkot. And this was the greatest simcha which would take place during the entire year. He says this mitzvah was a mitzvah lahar beis b'simcha zu, that it should be a simcha. A simcha is something which is not empty, which is not shallow, which is not superficial, which is not exterior alone. And he brings, therefore, v'loho yu'esin esei amei oretz, v'chol mishid yitzeh. Great dancing would take place in the Beis HaMikdosh, and in the Azora, the Ezra's Noshim, and the courtyards, the entire night. Would start in the evening and would go till sunrise. Every night of Sukkot, every night of Chol HaMoed. But he said not anyone was allowed to participate in the simcha. He says it's not simcha. Just allow everyone to come and jump in. This is not a simcha. Therefore, this simcha was not done by the ignorant or whoever wanted. Ele gedele chach mi Yisrael. The wisest of Israel. Rosh ha-yeshivas, the heads of the yeshivas. V'ha-sanhedrin, from the great Sanhedrin, the Hasidim, the very righteous, the Azekenim, the wise and the elders, the Anshe Maisa, people of great deeds, Heim Shohoyu, these were the ones that would be Maraktin, Umesapkin, Umenagnin, these are the ones who would dance, and they would clap, and they would sing, and they would play instruments, Umesamchin, the Migdosh, Bimei Chag HaSukkos, when they would be Mesameach in the Migdosh during the time of Sukkos. Avokol ha'om, but the entire nation, ha'anoshim v'hanoshim, men and women, kulam boin lirais v'lishmaya, they would come to watch the simcha and to listen. Ha'simcha shi'isamach odem ba'asiyas ha'mitzvahs, u'ba'ava o'keil shi'tzivu behen. The rejoicing that a person does when he does a mitzvah, and for the love of Hashem, which we were commanded in. Avode gedolehi. This is from the great avodas. This is from the very, very great services and level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol amenei atzmi misimcha zu rei liforem imenu. And someone who abstains from such a simcha, he'll have to give explanation for it. As it states, tachas asher le'avadato as Hashem lekecho besimcha v'tuv leibov. As it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's complaint against Israel was not only that you did not serve me, that you did not serve me with simcha. That means there were many that served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they served without simcha. And this was his complaint. V'chol ha-magiz daito, begiz daito, v'chol he-kovet la'atzmo, mischavet beinov, v'imkeim es-eilu chayta v'shayta. And if someone, when it comes to a simcha shel mitzvah, and he says, this is not for me to participate in, and he holds himself above it, then he's a chayta, he's a sinner, and he's a shaitan, he's a fool. He's a sinner because this is against the simcha v'akorish baruch hu, and he's a fool because he doesn't understand what it's about. And this is what King Solomon said, Al tishadel ifnei ha-melech. Do not give honor to yourself when you're in the presence of the king. When one is in the presence of the king, then he must think of only honoring the king, not honor to yourself. Bechol ha-mashpil atzmai, and whoever is mashpil atzmai u-mekel gufay, bimkemes elu in these places, to participate in a simcha to Hashem, who hagodl ha-mechubed. This is not one that's lowering himself or his dignity. He is the great one. He is the one who is honored. Ha-eved me'ahavo, he who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Lord. And so did Dovra Melech say. Dovra Melech, when they brought the Oren HaKodesh into Yerushalayim, Dovra Melech danced and he clapped and he was criticized. And Dovra Melech said, V'niklesi eid mizeis, v'yisi shofel be'inai. He says, he was criticized because you're the king. How can you do such a thing? He said, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will do even more. To lower your dignity, to reduce your honor, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, that is giving oneself honor. That's not taking from oneself honor. The greatest honor and greatness is to rejoice before Hashem. As it states, V'amelech David mefazis u'mekarke lifnei Hashem, Dovid HaMelech went and danced and sang before the Almighty. So this is also what we learn from this posuk. Tachas Hashem lo yavarato es Hashem elokecho besimcha, shehaveda besimcha. That when we serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu, it must be besimcha. Now the Rambam here refers it to all avodah. The Gemara in Erechin that we brought says that it specifically refers to an aveda that in essence is simcha. That's the shira, the singing to our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. But this is an underlying quality in all aveda, that whenever we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must be besimcha. Now, incidentally, the Mishneh Berurah writes in Hilchos Simchas Torah that the great Arizal, the Ari, who was perhaps the greatest of all our Mekubalim in the Chochmas Anister, in the secret concealed wisdoms that we had in the last 1,000 years, he testified on himself that it was because he took full advantage of every simcha shel mitzvah to rejoice with all of his power in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu or in a simcha shel mitzvah that he reached such high levels. Now, what is the distinction between simcha and tzchaik when it comes to this rejoicing that we're speaking of, or if it comes to mere folly? Tzchaik, the kalas reish, lightheadedness, frivolity. What is the distinction? How do we define it? First, we must define what simcha is. The morale consistently, many, many places, and amongst these places are the two Mishnais that we mentioned in Masechet Ovis. He writes that the foundation, the principle of simcha is that quality when a person is in perfection, when he's b'shleimus, when he's complete. How do we see this? He says, we can always define a quality, or we can always examine something if we look at its antithesis. Look at its opposite. What is the opposite extreme of simcha? This would be aninus vavelus. If a person, cholila, becomes an einin, that's when a person loses a member of his family, heaven forbid. Now there, why? There the Torah says, v'achrisa yemar. It's bitter to him. In a novel, he's mourning. In me'enen, weeping. What causes it? Because there he had a great loss. There he's b'chesorim. He's not full. He's not complete. He had a great loss. A great loss causes avelus, mourning and weeping. When a person is perfect, when he's full, he's complete, this causes the emotion of simcha, of rejoicing. That's why we find that if a person gets something new comes to a person, no matter how small it might be. So it's a new addition to the person. It adds a degree of simcha. The Gemara says that akeinu beged chodesh, if you buy a new garment, you have to make a shecher yonu. The broch of shecher yonu is birchas asimcha. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the simcha. If you taste a new peri, you taste a new fruit, it's a new experience, a new physical experience, you make a shecher yonu, because it brings a simcha to the person. Therefore you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you make a broch. Shabbos, Yantif, this brings simcha to a person. The Gemara says, why? Because nitesef lei neshama yaseira. It's bringing him a new neshama, an addition to his soul. Brings him a shleimus, a perfection, a completeness. Therefore, with it comes the quality of simcha. Simcha of Isha Chadosha, a new wife, the Simcha of Chosin the Kalo, or as we learned in last week's Pasha, if a person takes a new wife, the Simach, he must rejoice with her, because he has become complete. A person, a man that's alone, and a woman that's alone, they are incomplete, Odom Chosar. Together, they become the Odom HaSholem, the complete person. So there's a shleimus, there's a completion, there's a perfection, there is no lack. Therefore it creates a quality, this quality of simcha, of happiness. The greatest tolada, the greatest manifestation of simcha is shira, when you come to the level of song. So therefore when a person is besimcha, he feels like singing. This is the outward manifestation of the simcha shebelev, of the rejoicing that's in the heart. Therefore we find that, and this is what the Gemara mentioned, that when David HaMelech was David, he was mizmor. If he was besimcha, then he was able to sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore we find that by availing, by mourners, you have the opposite of singing. Not only you do not have singing, you have silence. It states, Vayidom Aaron. When Aaron lost his two sons, Vayidom, he was silent. Not only there was not singing, but there was silence, there could not even be speech. David HaMelech said, L'man yizamech chaved v'le yideim, that I should sing out your honor and not be silent. And this is why it's brought that for Avelim, when they come back, their first from the kfura, from the burial, their first suda is a custom to give them eggs. See, eggs or lentils. So the Gemara says, because the eggs or the lentils have no mouth, there's no opening to it. And an oval has no mouth, he cannot speak. First 3 days, the Gemara says, you're not supposed to speak to him. See, he doesn't want to talk, he wants to be silent. Yidom Aaron, do not engage him in long conversation, he doesn't want it. Because just like when a person is complete, it brings him to the level of the outward manifestation of the Simcha Shebelev, the Shira, so when a person is lacking, then it brings him to the level of Ayidim, of silence. And there's another Gemara. There's another Gemara. The Gemara, I believe it is in Meir Kot, neither Meir Kot nor Masechta Chagiga. The Gemara says, an Onein cannot bring a korban, cannot bring a sacrifice. Why? Because it says Shlomim Bizman Shuhu Sholem Vele Bizman Shuhu Chosar. The korban is called Shlomim. It has to be when he's complete and not when he's lacking. It must be besimcha, and he cannot be besimcha. Now the main simcha in this world, therefore, must be either with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and mitzvahs, or it must be united with that. Why? Because the physical world, in essence, was created to the point where it's lacking. Physical man that was made from the dust, he does not have perfection. The physical world, in essence, was lacking. In fact, as we see right at the creation of the world, it states, V'horetz ha'yisotayu v'vayu v'cheshech al p'nei ha'tohom, that the world was tohu, there was an emptiness, vavohu, there was a confusion, there was a darkness, a lack of light, there was endless depth. And these are all descriptions of lack of imperfections, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, but because of the physical world of its level, it could not receive this perfection. Therefore the physical world in essence is imperfect. And man that was created from the dust also is imperfect. And therefore, man can never perfect himself and become complete at the materialistic level in its own right. And that's why the Gemara tells us, Yesh le'mono, reitze mosayim. If he has 100, he wants 200. If he has 200, he wants 400. He thinks that if he has 100, then he'll have enough. He finds he doesn't have enough. So he thinks if he has 400 or 200 or 400 or 600, he certainly will have enough. Only to his disappointment that the more he has, the more he still wants. Ohev kesef, lo yizba kesef. Someone who pursues silver and money will not be satisfied with it. Because he's trying to quench his thirst, which at the material level, which can never be satisfied. And therefore in the material world, there can be no completion. There can be no perfection. If there can be no completion or perfection, then there can be no simcha. So people who pursue happiness at the material level are very disappointed when they find that they never have reached it. That's why the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah, Masechta Avos, Ezer Osher, Hasameach Bechelkei. You want to be wealthy, then rejoice with your lot. Then you'll be wealthy, because the wealthy man is the one who has plenty. The one who doesn't rejoice with his lot, then he will always be lacking. Who is the wealthy man? The one who has millions, but he needs millions more? Or the one who has a little, but he needs no more? As the Mishnah tells us, the wealthy man is not dependent on what he has, it's dependent on what he doesn't have. A man who has millions, but he finds out he needs much more, that's a poor man. A man who might have a little, but he needs no more, that's a wealthy man. Asameach bechelke. He must rejoice with his lot. On the other hand, to rejoice, to find perfection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can. The world was created lacking, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it the power to complete itself, to fulfill itself. He created man from the dust, but he gave man a soul. He created people, but he gave them a Torah. He created people and he gave them mitzvahs. Through his soul, through Torah, through mitzvahs, there man can fulfill himself. There he can complete himself. There he can perfect himself. That's why the Iker Simcha, the main Simcha, can come only if he unites himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, with the spiritual world. If it's merely materialistic, then there can be no Simcha. Now this does not mean that Simcha is limited to mitzvahs alone. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Deos, he says, "Lo yehi mehelo v'seichik." A person shouldn't be frivolous and light-hearted. V'lei otze v'einen. He shouldn't be sad and bitter. Ela sameach kol yomov. All of his days he should be happy. So the Rambam is not limiting happiness to the doing of a mitzvah alone. Kol yomov sameach. All of his days he should be happy. Benachas. All of his days he should be pleasant. Besaver upon him yofes. All of his days he should have a kind and pleasant and happy look on his face. This is what Rambam says. Not only when he's learning Torah, and not only when he's doing mitzvahs, and not only when something good happens, but he shouldn't be frivolous and folly. He shouldn't be depressed and sad and bitter. But all kol yom of all of his days, he should be sameach, he should be happy, benachas, with kindliness, besaver upon him yofes, and with a kind, pleasant, benevolent expression. Now why is that? Because the Gemara tells us, and the Rambam brings, that the Avodas Hashem, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not limited to the mitzvahs alone. In all of our acts, we must serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rambam says that when you sit, and when you walk, and when you sleep, and when you eat, and when you do business, this is all Avedis Hashem. If it's done for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person sleeps for no particular reason otherwise that he's only tired, or if he eats because, like the Rambam says, he eats because the food is good. So he says, that's the same as an animal. An animal also eats because the food is good. If he indulges in this world merely because of his physical desires, so why is he different than an animal? That's not Avedis Hashem. But if a person sleeps in order to make his body strong and to make his mind clear, and to rest his body so in the morning he can get up and serve what he should be doing in this world. Like when a soldier sleeps. A soldier on the battlefield, why is he sleeping? In order tomorrow he can get up and with all of his energies and his creative forces he can be a good soldier. Then he says, that sleep is Avedis Hashem. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're sleeping. If you eat in order to bring health to your body, or to bring rejoicing to yourself, in order that you'll be in a good state of mind to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be a good person, a good man. And so is it if a person will do business in order to make a livelihood so he can bring what is necessary to his family, so he could do mitzvahs with his money, so he could serve through his livelihood. If he's a doctor, he can heal people. If he's a lawyer, he can help people. If he's a businessman, he can provide services for people. And all in accordance to the laws of the Torah. Then he said, that's all Avedis Hashem. Bechol drocheha de'ehu, you shall know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come close to him in every manner of life. If that's the case. So there he is taking the material world and uniting it with the spiritual world. Then he must rejoice in every act. In every act. A person sleeps, he must rejoice. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him this power of sleep where tomorrow he can be refreshed. We make a brocha on it. In the morning we get up, we make a brocha. A person eats. That's a simcha shel mitzvah. He must rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us food. A person has health. A person has life. He has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Simcha is the quality of the completion of man, it can only relate itself to that which is complete. And that is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avedis Hashem, the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, a person must be sameach, he must rejoice all the time in what he is doing, because everything that he's doing should be translated into a purposeful creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In particular, this is why we find Simcha so important when it comes to Torah, as we mentioned. Because Torah is the greatest perfection. The greatest perfection of man is the study of Torah. And therefore the Maral writes, if a person is not besimcha, how can he succeed at Torah? Firstly, he says, you need a mind to study Torah. The Gemara says, Shmaitze boi tzlusa, that a person's mind must be so clear to understand Torah, like the day when the west wind was blowing. A clear, crystal day. So if a person is depressed, if he's sad, his mind is not clear. But even more important, how can he receive the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is essence, that which brings rejoicing, if he's not rejoicing? And this is why someone who studies Torah Lishma brings rejoicing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rejoicing to the other people. These concepts that we spoke about this evening are very important concepts all of the time. The complaint was not that you didn't serve the Almighty. It was possible you served the Almighty, but you did not serve Him with great happiness and rejoicing. But especially in our generation today, in our generation, we find something that would be an enigma. You find that the generation is very depressed, very sad, very depressed. At the same time, you find that the generation is full of frivolity, of schaik and calisthenics. There are plenty of dance halls, of nightclubs, of cabarets, whatever you have, gambling places, whatever it is. So one would think that if all of this brings rejoicing, why do we find so much depression? And depression we find today. There are more social problems, and psychological and emotional problems, and mental problems in our generation than there have been for many other generations. And this is something that we see, and this is something that the experts write on. Even though there were more difficult years before. And this is not something which is limited, unfortunately, to the nations of the world, but to our own people also. And unfortunately, this is not something which is limited only to those who are far away from Torah. But we find it right in the Torah ranks. It would seem to be an enigma that here at one hand we find so much rejoicing going on, and at the same time so much depression. And the answer is, according to what was said, it's not an enigma at all. Simcha rejoicing is called simcha belev. Ismach lev mevakshi Hashem. That's a rejoicing that's in the heart. That's a rejoicing that has meaning to it. Not merely the external expression of rejoicing. To go and to jump around and to make a lot of noise. To go and to become drunk. To go and gamble. See? To go and have parties with women. This is not what the Torah considers simcha. This is what the Torah calls kalas reish, heileles. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Yantif, in Perek Vov, kisho odem eichel v'sheise v'sameach beregel. A man is obligated to rejoice in the yantif, and he's obligated to eat and drink. He shouldn't drink wine without a limitation and with all types of folly and frivolous acts and lightheadedness, and say that whoever does this is meisiv b'mitzvah simcha. This is a mitzvah of simchas yantif. The Rambam says not so. That's not simchas yantif. Shahashikris v'hashchek harbe v'kalas reish ain't a simcha. Drunkenness, folliness, lightheadedness, that's not simcha. Elahailalis v'simcha, sichlus. He says this is frivolity and foolishness. We weren't commanded on foolishness. We weren't commanded on frivolity. We were commanded on a simcha that has within it the service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it states, tachas asher le'avadetu es ha-simcha es Hashem elekecha b'simcha v'tub leibov, that you did not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say be happy without any reason. He said, serve me with happiness. There must be the rejoicing and there must be the serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To just rejoice without the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can go find in Bellevue, that you can find in Hillbrow, there you'll find the rejoicing without the serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, the Rambam says, this is not what we were commanded on. We were commanded on the simcha shebaavedet, the rejoicing with the serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Holamareta shaavedet b'simcha. So we see to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must be with rejoicing. And then he brings also, he says that someone who makes a great simcha on yantiv, and he buys wine and the best foods, the best meat, and the best utensils, which is mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's essay, a positive commandment in the Torah. But then he closes his doors and he eats, he and his family. The Rambam says, he says, this is not Simchas Shel Mitzvah. This is Simchas Kreisoi. He says, this is the rejoicing of the stomach. This is not the rejoicing of Avedis Hashem. He says, if you have your door open and you share with the widow and with the orphan and with the poor and with the needy and with the convert, Zu Simchas Shel Mitzvah. This is the Simcha of Avedis Hashem. But just to stuff yourself with meat and with wine and with everything that's good and not share it with anyone else, he says, don't think this is Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Zu Simchas Kreisai. This is the rejoicing of one's stomach. This is not the rejoicing of mitzvah. There was once a great Talmud Chochem who stated, he said very well, he says, Simcha is celebration, not entertainment. The problem with our generation is they're not seeking celebration, they're seeking entertainment. These superficial exterior acts of simcha, that's entertainment. And that's empty, that's hollow. There must be celebration, not entertainment. In order for there to be celebration, there must be what to celebrate about. That's the difference between what you find out what goes on a Rosh Hashanah or on a New Year's. On a Purim or on a New Year's. On a Purim, a Jew that knows what's going on, he's celebrating. There's the Simcha Shebelev. On a New Year's, you have people, they seek entertainment, but they have nothing to celebrate about. That's the Heilalus. That's the Sichlus. This is the foolishness. And that's why we don't find Simcha in our generation and depression. Our generation is a generation which lacks Simcha. It's a depressed generation. A very depressed generation. They have nothing to celebrate about. They seek all types of outlets. They seek all types of entertainments. They seek drugs. They seek acts of violence. They seek all types of strange and weird exercises. Because they're seeking entertainment, because there is no simcha, but there's nothing to celebrate. And this is the danger of our generation. This simcha is something that does not come natural to the person. And therefore it's an avedihi. It's something that the person must constantly work on. He must work hard on it. To come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To study his Torah and his mitzvahs. And with a great rejoicing, constantly work on it, constantly count his blessings, constantly realize that whatever he has is Me'es Hashem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's much to rejoice about. If a person breathes a breath of life, there's much to rejoice about. This is why the Chazal commanded us on the brochas to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything that we take. Unfortunately, this depression that you find so much in the world today has crept even into Torah ranks. There are many Torah movements that believe that it's a mitzvah for a person to be sad. It's a mitzvah for a person not to smile. It's a mitzvah not to be happy. This is wrong. According to the sources, all the sources that we had, Tachas Asher le'avadeto as Hashem Elokecho b'simcha. Recently I saw an article from a writing from the Telzer Rosh Hashiva where he criticized this. We find today people feel it's a mitzvah to be depressed. Who ever heard of this? And this is a spillover from the generation we're living in. If you read the books of today, if you see the movies, the television, the videos, we're living in a strange society. 25 years ago, a typical movie was one that ended where the heroine was reunited with the hero, and the movie ended. Today, a typical movie or a typical book is where the heroine is reunited with the hero. All of a sudden, someone shoots the hero in the back, and the heroine throws herself off a 20-story building, and it ends. But this is not a joke. This is not a joke. This is a sign of a sick society, of a depressed society. And unfortunately, this is spilling over into Torah ranks. In Lithuania, where Jews had next to nothing, they had all of the problems of the pogroms and the goyim and hunger and disease. People saw the simcha that they lived with. The simcha that a Jewish mother had. The simcha that a Jewish father had. The simcha shel Torah. If a Jew is not happy, then he places himself squarely into what states in our sedra, tachas asher le'avadeto as Hashem elokecha besimcha v'tuv levav, that you did not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with rejoicing of heart. And therefore the Rambam says a person must work all the time. Naturally there are certain times to be sad, but generally a person must work all the time. Not that he should be otze v'einin, sad and depressed. Not that he should be halelis v'sichlis, where it's frivolous, where everything is just a joke, there's no seriousness. But sameach v'tov levav, happy all of the time, nachas with pleasant, v'sever upon him yofes, and with a pleasant disposition, a pleasant reflection on his face. We should all be zeicher to see the great simcha shel Torah and the simcha shel mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.